Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What is up, everybody? It is tournament time. The field is set. My team, Michigan, sucks and they didn't make it. The first ever number one team heading into the season, North Carolina, did not make the tournament. If you remember, I had them as a Final Four pick. I mean, that's one of the most disappointing seasons I can remember in a long time for any school. Because the talent was there and they just flat sucked.
And it's hard to go from a team, not only number one pick going in Segs, but remember they're playing in the final against Kansas last year.
And they have a lot of that team back.
Yeah, Baycott, who's a monster.
Caleb Love, they brought in Pete Nance Jr.
Just as happy as I was, or, you know, for Hubert Davis and how, I don't want to say surprising, but it was fairly a surprise. Roy Williams gone, Hubert comes in, and they went all the way to the final with a real chance to win, and he had good players. I'm just as equally surprised the other way that this team didn't, I mean, nowhere to be found. And then they turned down an NIT invitation. Crazy stuff, man. It is first when they happen, kind of boggle our mind. Like when a 16 beat one Virginia and they came back the next year and won the national title. This was very, very shocking. I don't think many people would have said we're leaving them out of the tournament this year because they're not going to be very good after being in the final and being the number one team. And in some places, if not number one, one of the top teams in the country when the season started.
Yeah, it's just a crazy, crazy thing. But before we get into all that and more, as always, we're brought to you by Bet Online.
Yeah, my favorite betting time of the year. Well, college hoops is for the most part. I love them all, but man, do I love this time of year. Bet Online is the number one source, and we're grateful for Bet Online here on Believe, obviously. College basketball betting this season, number one, and it is tournament time. All the analysis of every play, every, you know, the prop bets, all the points, the spreads on Bet Online. You'll find those odds and bracket contests, team matchups, and game trends at Bet Online. Updated odds for everything from the live games, the conference championships, which you know just happened, right through the Final Four and championship games, which, as we're taping this now, start today. The regular tournament here, best Thursday and Friday in sports. You can bet on it. And Bet It Online is your place to go. College basketball headquarters. That's your headquarters this season. Head to the website today or use the mobile device to sign up and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Be sure to use the promo code BELIEVE, BLEAV, to receive your bonus. That's betonline.ag, where the game starts.
All right, as always, thank you to Bet Online. All right, Sean, let's start. Before we give our final four picks, we're just going to run through this real quick. Give me some of your favorite matchups of this first round that we can see. I mean, I'll give you one real quick of mine.
Yep.
My favorite matchup, and it's two very disappointing teams in terms of the talent that they have and what I thought they would do this year. That's an 8-9 matchup of Illinois versus Arkansas. Arkansas has got Nick Smith, who's probably a top 10 pick in this upcoming draft. He's a very talented kid. Well, and they've got shooters around him. And Illinois is just a collection of talent that, let's be frank, they've had talent for the last few years under Brett Underwood, and they haven't done anything with it. Yeah, they've won the Big Ten tournament once, but they haven't made it past the second round of the weekend, and I thought they were going to be a top four seed this year with the talent that they have. They end up as the 8 or the 9. I don't remember which one's which. But that's my favorite matchup of week one. But which one's yours?
Yeah, Sags, I had a hard time. I went through, you know, I'll go through all my brackets, skip the ones I don't feel comfortable with right off the bat. And then I come back and re-go over if I miss some or a game I like, a game I don't like. And that one was very difficult on me to choose. And I picked that one last. It was one of my last picks. And in Arkansas is the 8 seed. And
yes.
Yep, the 9 seed is Illinois. And I ended up going with Arkansas.
I did as well.
But it's 6-1, half dozen the other. And the 9 seed is usually a pretty dominant choice, as Segs. You know, the 9 seed beats the 8 seed. This is like even more than 5-12.
Right.
But it's basically a pick 'em game. You know, I know that some people say they may not like it, but the TCU-Arizona State game to start in round one isn't for me because, you know, the Pac-12 looks to me like they're going to get a lot more respect this year in this tournament with Arizona and UCLA as well. Another one for me, Segs, that might shock some people, and I went over it. I'm just looking, trying to find exactly I like the Utah State Missouri matchup. I like the underdog in that game big time. And I'm
Sean, I like your Trojans against the Spartans. I think that's a very good matchup.
I'm taking USC to beat Michigan State.
I did as well.
You know how I feel about Tom Izzo as a tournament coach.
Yeah, I was going to say that's your favorite, maybe your favorite coach in college basketball.
Would agree. Yes,
yeah, the one that
aside
we've
from
spent,
Kelvin Sampson and Frank Martin, who's our buddy, and Bob Huggins, as far as just coaching, Tom Izzo, because I don't know him personally.
Yeah, we've been around each other for about 8 years now, and Tom Izzo is the guy that you've talked about most.
Right.
Bill Self being a close second with the other guys you just mentioned. But yeah, I think that's a fascinating matchup, and it's weird to say this because, you know, I'm a Big Ten guy. I'm a Michigan guy, first of all. I'm not a Big Ten guy, but
right.
I followed the Big Ten closer than the other conferences. And this year, despite what I'm going to tell you in a few minutes when we make our picks, the Big Ten is so down. The Big Ten is so average that it's not even funny. I think there's so much talent. I think it's just there's so many teams that are similar that they all ended up like right around 500 in the conference. And it just, it showed in the conference tournament that I just don't think Michigan State's up to par that they've been in the past decade or so.
Yeah. And USC when they're going good could actually be a little underrated. They're pretty good. And I don't have a Big Ten team in the Final Four. I don't know if you do, Segs, if you put Purdue in there, I don't have one, but my favorite matchup though, I think in the first round is Texas A&M and Penn State. That is a Big Ten team. Everybody's raving about, oh, A&M's got, and I get it. But remember who A&M more than likely is going to have to play because they're going to beat Colgate, Segs, in the second round. It's Texas. And this reeks of, you know, we don't get them in football, but it reeks of, oh, A&M and Texas in basketball. What are we going to do? And think about both schools. What Texas has gone through off the court, Segs, you know, with Chris Beard and A&M's football stuff. You know how that does. These footballs, it carries over.
Yep.
Sometimes good, sometimes bad. I think Penn State beats A&M. I do, because I think Penn State, when you mentioned the Big Ten's maybe overrated, Penn State just couldn't keep up in the end with Purdue, right, when it came to Edie and stuff and the
– Yeah.
In that.
If there's one player to watch in this tournament, it's Penn State's Jalen Pickett.
No
just
question.
The way he plays, it's so different than what we've seen over the years. He's a guard that's big. You know, you heard Brad Underwood talking about it. The way he just backs guys down, you can't play defense against it. You can't do it. He just gets them down, and he scores. It's incredible to watch because he just does the same thing every time, and nobody can stop it.
Right, with his back to the basket too.
Yeah,
dribble, put the ball in.
Right.
So Segs, I think Penn State's going to beat Texas A&M, and I actually feel pretty good about it. Now maybe I'm wrong, but Penn State to me is better than a 10 seed. I think they're a 10, right?
Six, yeah, yep. That's a 7-10.
They're better than a 10 seed, but they're not good enough to run this thing to the Elite Eight or the
Agreed.
Final Four.
Agreed. All right, let's make our picks. Who's your Final Four?
Say, I had a hard. What was your toughest bracket to pick? The Western region where St. Mary's, Kansas, Gonzaga, UCLA, Boise. I mean, there's a lot of UConn. That was a difficult one for me to pick. I honestly had no trouble on the left side of the bracket for me getting to where I wanted to go. Now there'll be upsets with the Bama side and Marquette side, and I had a little bit of the right side of the bracket was more difficult for me. So I'll go with this. And I know we can't have, but asterisks, what if? Up in the Midwest, I got the University of Houston, but I am concerned about Sasser's soft tissue injury. Yeah. I had Frank on this morning. If Sasser's healthy, they'll defend and they contest every shot. They are relentless. They get to the offensive backboards, everything they do. Shooting in clutch situations over the last couple tournaments has hurt them late to the Elite Eight and the Final Four. But Sasser is a wooden finalist. He's a really good player. You get out of slumps quicker when you play defense in basketball. And so they don't live there. And they didn't play well against Memphis and without Sasser. If he's healthy, I got them getting to the Final Four, Segs. If he's not, somewhere along the line, somebody like Texas or even Xavier is gonna win. But and I use maybe sneaky, even the Auburn-Iowa game for UH. But I got University of Houston getting to the Final Four, beating Texas in the Elite Eight. I've got, and this was a difficult, because I said, are the Zags better than beginning of the year? They were one or two or three. Then they, they had four or five losses and people started to kind of count them out. They're battle tested. But I took UCLA beating St. Mary's in the eight to get to the Final Four. So I do have the Bruins in that lower bracket. Now, UConn has been a team, Segs. I had St. Mary's beating them early, round two, which is probably a reach for me. I think St. Mary's is an underrated team, too. And you know they can shoot the basketball.
Yep.
So I don't have UConn getting to the Final Four. I got UCLA in that bracket. Then I think Arizona beats Bama in the Elite Eight. I've been an Arizona fan. They got length, and they're athletic as hell and well-coached. And I got Marquette beating Duke. I'm not real sure about the Duke pick, but I think this is the blue blood program that lasts the longest in this. And so I got Arizona, Marquette, UH, and UCLA in the Final Four.
All right. Yeah, with me, I like a lot of what you said. And to be honest, I have four completely different teams. I don't have.
And Segs, I could have picked four and felt good about the other four that I picked.
And
I really
think that speaks a lot about this college basketball season. It's been
so
crazy.
Dude, I could be eliminated
crazy
from the tournament by Saturday at noon.
Right, you know, and that's how I look at mine. That two of my teams could be out all really quickly, but I just feel good with the way they are playing. Number one in the South, I don't want to do it, but it's Alabama. Alabama is the best team in the country.
Agreed.
Hands down. Yes, agreed. I don't like, you know,
with maybe Williams the best player too, Segs.
Yeah, it's really good. It's they are so damn good. I was watching them the other day in their tournament, and it's just like they did whatever they wanted. Like
you gotta hope that Brandon has a shitty ass game. But yes, they're still capable of beating some teams regardless.
There's other players on that team that are just really good. And then in the East, I have them taking on maybe my favorite team in the country. Not the best team, but my favorite team in the country, and that's Kansas State. I just love the talent that they have and their style of play, and they've got multiple guys that can beat you. And I think that can be a difference come March. If someone's having an off game, you have that other guy to go to that can lead you in a hard fought game against
a tough
opponent.
The best team that's the most underrated team in America is Kansas State because of the conference they play in. We talk Texas. We talk a lot of other big Kansas. And then here's Kansas State, where people are like, they're the old by the way team. And I think they're 3 seed.
Yeah.
If Kansas State is in the upper part of that bracket where Purdue and Duke are, I had Kansas State going. The only reason I got Marquette going is that Kansas State has to play them.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure. They're both really good. I can 6 and 1/2 dozen. Yeah. That's another team that I said, I'm going to have a hard time. If I would have put them somewhere else, I would have them in the Final Four with you. I just think Marquette's going to get him, but I think that we're headed for that matchup, and it's going to be a monster in the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
If they were in the upper part of that, I would have put Kansas State playing Marquette to get into the Final Four.
Yeah, and the one team I will say that I wanted in the Final Four, but it was just because of where they got put, is Arizona. If Arizona was in the East down there with Kansas State in them, I would have Arizona in the Final Four.
You can make the argument, Segs, that the two best teams in America are playing against each other in the same side of the bracket.
Yes.
With Arizona and Alabama.
Agreed.
And they are going to meet each other in this bracket.
And it's going to be the best game of the
monster
tournament.
Right. Agreed.
Going to the Midwest, the one team I picked in our preseason Final Fours, the one team I'm keeping in, and to be honest, I don't know why I'm really doing this, but I just feel good about them, and I feel good about Trace Jackson Davis, and that's the Indiana Hoosiers. I'm not an Indiana Hoosiers fan. I don't like Indiana. I don't like Indiana football. I don't like Indiana basketball. I never have as a kid growing up a Michigan fan. But there's just something about this team that I think Woodson has them playing well. Yes, I know they lost in the tournament, but I think they're playing and hitting their stride at the right time, and Jackson Davis is the type of player that can take over a game.
Blue blood history is and I use the blue blood program because of Bob Knight, and they are really well coached, as you just mentioned. I like this team, and Segs, if Sasser's not healthy, my first major concern for UH was when they draw IU in what would be the Sweet 16. That's a concerning game for me if you're a Houston Cougar fan. Even if Sasser is healthy, you got to knock down shots. Indiana's capable. There's no question about it.
Yeah, and then my fourth team out there in the West is maybe my second favorite team, and it's back in the Big 12. And, it's not Texas. It's not Texas A&M. It's TCU. They've been playing great lately. And I think that just kind of propels them into the tournament. They're a six seed. I think it's going to be tough for them, but
Arizona State's going to give them a hell of a game. Don't you think?
I agree. Yep. And I think UCLA, that'll be a great game if they play them. I think they're better than Gonzaga. I think Gonzaga's a little overseeded this year. I think they're good, but I just think they're a little overseeded. And we've seen in years past, Gonzaga just doesn't do what Gonzaga's supposed to. I like right. TCU, and that's my team that I think could be out. Like you said, they could lose Arizona State, and I'm screwed. But right. I just like the way they're playing right now. Who do you got winning it all?
And, Segs, let me ask you this real quick. I mean, looking at that, I'm sitting here, you'll be proud. Which is shocking.
I
know you're it's like one of the upsets of the century. No Kansas in the Final Four, and
did you have them losing to St. Mary's?
Yeah, I do. Okay, I got St. Mary's beating them in the Sweet 16 because I actually think St. Mary's. I told you going to beat UConn, and I don't know that. Like I said, hell, St. Mary's could get curb stomped by UConn the way UConn's played, and I think UConn's so well coached. But there's so many people riding their jock right now, Segs, from UConn's. You know, you see the national, and rightfully so, I get it.
Yeah.
But I think St. Mary's, UConn's a 4 seed, St. Mary's 5 seed. I think St. Mary's a good basketball team, but I got them rolling and beat Kansas. And I sat there and looked and said, Sean, you're not going to do this, are you?
Right.
You are not going to actually leave Kansas off. And it's since you've known me, it's the first time I haven't had him in minimum Elite Eight, but for sure the Final Four.
Right.
Or minimum of Final Four, but for sure the Elite Eight. I actually have St. Mary's beating them. I hope Bill Self's 100% healthy and makes a full, complete recovery. I got Arizona against University of Houston. And Segs, for me, I think UCLA and Hugh Cronin's team is a really, really good. And they are. I know they lose a defender and a really good player for this tournament, but they're still capable. And maybe it's emotional. You know my feelings for Kelvin Sampson. But
yes.
I also know that if they play great defense and knock down – both he and Shed play, Sasser and Shed play really good basketball. You're going to have to work for every friggin' point. I want to be the team that plays if UH gets beat like by IU. I want to be the next team that plays IU. Why? Because you're going to be spent when you play
this.
It's a
battle playing Houston.
Yes, it is. But I got UH and Arizona and Segs. I personally, the caveat to this, I think Arizona – if they play their best, we'll win the national title. That's me. But I'm picking UH to win it, home game. Kelvin's a friend. He's been coming on. You know, and the way he coaches them, and they don't have a bunch of one-and-done guys, maybe one on the roster. So I'm pulling for them, but I'm concerned about Sasser's health. And that is – I don't want to say it's a homer pick. It's a – I love Kelvin Sampson and the way they defend. And it's not a – hell, they're a one seed. It isn't exactly like it's a reach.
Right.
But – I got a little asterisk because it is a emotional pick for me because I love Kelvin Sampson. If they both play their best, it'll be close. I think Arizona's got a tad more athleticism and length. I would take them to win, but I picked UH to win it all.
Yeah, I think that's a great pick. I think the one guy that you didn't mention, the one that is the one and done, Jairus Walker.
Yeah, that's
Houston.
What I'm talking about. Exactly.
That's the one. I think Monster. He's the key. While Sasser and Shed are so good at what they do, I think Walker's the key to that team having the sustained run and winning
question.
The title.
And sexy, even let's say Sasser is 85-90%. That even puts more burden on this young fella to have to go play. And while Kelvin's a great recruiter, if he was at Kentucky or Kansas getting 7 one-and-done type players. But they stick around for a minute,
right.
So they're veteran-led, but they mix in youth. And it's been a minute since he's had a one-and-done guy, and he's got one. And if he – put it this way, if he plays like the MVP of the tournament, University of Houston can win the whole thing. Because
yes.
I know
Agreed.
Their identity on defense. They're going to make you work. They got to be good on the offensive end and shoot free throws.
Yeah, for me, I've got TCU beating Indiana. I think TCU is just on – I just think they're one of those teams that's rolling. And I know they lost in their tournament, but I just think they're playing such a brand of basketball that maybe it's just because this season is so crazy that I don't know what the hell is going to happen. So I'm just going off the cuff.
None of us do. That's exactly right.
Going something completely different, but I just like the way that TCU plays. And then I got Alabama beating Kansas State. And I think Alabama handles anybody outside of Arizona pretty easily. I don't want to say double digits for all of them, but I think it'll be five.
In a title game, 6 to 8 win points is a big
yeah.
win.
Yeah, I've got an 81-73 is that I filled out on Yahoo. So I just think Alabama's that good. And yeah, they've had this, you know, this dark cloud hanging over them with the Brandon.
Sure hasn't situation. Affected their play. Teams that deal with distraction, and that's been a major one.
Not
the coach
at all.
Has been under fire, all yep. that. Yet Brandon,
it's brought them closer. It's brought them closer together.
Whether with the elect
as bad as it is,
right.
Yeah,
agreed.
They've used it to bring themselves closer together and play the best basketball of the season.
If
right
they get
now,
through Arizona and handle them and play great against Arizona, I don't know how you're going to beat them.
Right,
you're going to have an out of body experience, because I know we look at them as a football program, not this season, son. That's a good bet. So you got that's a hell. I like it. Indiana, TCU.
Alabama and Kansas State.
I like it. So that's a little outside the box thinking on three of those schools. Well, even four, Alabama, that you wouldn't normally over
right.
the last decade think that they're going to make it there.
Right.
Right. Last time Kansas State felt like they could win it all was when Frank was there and they got to the Elite Eight. They've been good, but I'm talking about when they had a legitimate chance to win the thing. So
yeah,
there you go.
It's going to be a fun tournament. I'm looking forward
sure
to
is.
It. All right.
Sure
jumping is. To the NFL. We got just a few minutes left here. Before Sean's got to run to a meeting, the big trade. We've been talking about it. The number one pick has been traded. The Bears sent number one to Carolina, which is a team we talked about if Chicago would want to move that far down. Well, they did, and they got a haul to do it. They got number 9 this year, number 61 in the second round this season. They got a 2024 first, a 2025 second, and the most important piece for Justin Fields, wide receiver DJ Moore, who's on a fantastic contract and is a legit number one receiver, which helps that offense tremendously.
And Segs, teams that are in this kind of desperation situation are four players away from being four players away, and they need a quarterback. This team didn't. They believe they have it. And I think that I too would not have traded Justin Fields, because I'm not sure any of the four end up going to be better than him anyway. He's got some improvements to make, but same system now, be second year. And they went and got those four players away, at least you're hoping with all these assets, four players away. And with Rodgers going to be out of that division, then teams losing players. That division, hell, I'd pick Detroit today as the favorite, honest to God.
I think Detroit's
getting better.
And Chicago, that's with a very bad defense Detroit
that's
has.
That's exactly right. They're going to make quantum leaps. I think the Bears will. They win this trade, but I'll tell you on the other side, you say, you know how I am. If you feel like you have to, you feel like you love a quarterback, you do what you can to get him. Big win for polls for the Bears. I actually think it's a wise move for a team. Dave Tepper's franchise and that, they're like struggling to find the guy, a quarterback. So they love a guy and they're going to go get him, and good for them. They're not trading out of that pick, folks. Anybody who says, well, they're using that.
Stop. You don't
trade all that to think we like four guys. They like one dude. They're going up there. Whoever that dude is, they're going to get, whether it's Stroud or Bryce Young, for that guy. Or if it's Anthony Richardson, Frank Reich says he loves him. I think that's a bit of a reach, but they're going up to get the quarterback, and the Bears won their part because they bring assets and players and they have their quarterback. I think it's good for both, but if you're asking me if I had to grade it, Bears win it, but I also love a franchise that says we're going to get the guy we love, and they were willing to give up what it is for it.
I always love to see a team have balls and go do
agreed.
What they got to do,
and not wait till draft day when you're
in.
Yes, get it done and let's get moving so you know who you can prepare for who you're going to move. The Bears getting all these assets. It's going to be a fun draft day for you guys in Chicago and for the Texans fans here in Houston, because I really don't think they need to go up to number one to get the guy they want, because I think I'm not sure that Carolina is not going to draft Stroud. And if it's Bryce Young, I'm good with that, because he's productive.
Who do you think, which of these quarterbacks do you think fits Frank Reich's system the best? I hear a lot saying CJ Stroud, but Bryce Young can do everything. He just doesn't have the size that Frank Reich likes.
Right. I think that when you think about it, Carson Wentz, when they got him, remember in Philly, was a big body. Frank likes that look, but he also likes to extend. And what he saw in Philadelphia, they were a great RPO team when Nick Foles, when they really were. I think Bryce Young will be able to execute that well. And what he gives you, that Stroud, who showed us something against Georgia, is not a pure normal runner, but he extended plays, which has become the MO for really good players at that position. It's like, I think that the best pure passer, Stroud, when it comes to accurate, pure, we know what the upside of the other two cats will, if they reach their potential, then it's going to be a blast to watch all four of these guys. For me, I think for Frank Reich, it says that guy, aside from the fact that he's not 6'4", makes every play. I think C.J. Stroud, for some, think it's a safer pick because he can throw it. He's bigger body. To me, if I'm picking first, I'm taking Bryce Young because I could care less about 204 pounds or 195, and there's nothing that tells me he can't handle it. I love Bryce Young, but I don't – if one's a 9'2 and one's a 9'0, I can win with both. That's why I don't think the Texans need to move. And I don't – how people position – I don't think they're taking Richardson, Carolina. I just don't.
Agreed.
But I also think that the guy they draft starts from the time they call his name, and I will not be shocked if it's C.J. Stroud because I think they saw something in his legs that says, okay, now we know he can extend plays. I love the way he throws it.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating this next month or so leading up to the NFL draft and what's going to happen. All right, that'll be it for this episode. When we come back next week.
One real thing, Sags. Yeah, let me ask real quick, and I know we got to go. It is time for the Packers to move on from this, right? You're ready for this. It's time.
Oh, yeah.
It's stale. And we knew this was happening. Aaron Rodgers wasn't retiring. So
he's
stop
such
it.
A I'm glad he's gone.
We'll save it for the next time. Yes.
Yeah, I'm glad he's gone out of my division as a Bears
great
fan.
Great player. NFC's glad, too. Get him out.
I
now
made
he's going
it
to the
through,
gauntlet of the AFC. Right.
I made it through the 30 years of Rodgers and Brett Favre. And it's a bad look for the Packers that they won two Super Bowls. You have 30 years of two of the top seven quarterbacks of all time, and you won two Super Bowls, one each. I mean – it's just crazy that happened. That they
and it's
going
to get
two.
Tougher for Rodgers to get there because the AFC ain't that gauntlet is stupid.
The AFC East itself is going to be a gauntlet,
brutal.
Let alone the
no
rest
question.
Of the AFC. But yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about Jimmy G in Oakland in Vegas, Jalen Ramsey to the Dolphins. We'll talk about all the free agency stuff next week when we come back, and we'll continue to talk NFL draft. And
Jalen Carter,
tournament.
A top 10 pick, Segs? We'll discuss that too. A yes or no? Is he a top 10
real
pick?
Real
yes
interesting
no?
yesterday. I'm going to
good
still,
teaser.
I'm going to say he is.
All right. We'll discuss that next time.
Yes. We'll discuss that on the next episode. Plus, Edwin Diaz injured. What do we think about the WBC, which will wrap up next Tuesday? We'll talk about that as well. Craziness right here on the Sean Salisbury Show.
And we'll have a diagnosis for Diaz by then too, Segs, to see what's wrong.
We definitely will. And thank you to Bet Online. We will talk to you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.